Dreams that lead to God. Note, this testimony has been edited to correct the English. My name is Eva Michael and this is my testimony. I was raised as a Christian, that is our religion, and I was born in Egypt. My parents were Christians, and as everybody knows that most Egyptians are Muslims, I considered myself lucky to be a Christian, but I did not know anything about Christ except that he will come and judge the bad people. Muslims believe that if they do good works they will be let into heaven, and if they sin God will send them to hell for a while, depending on the severity of their sin, and after that the deceased can live in heaven. Ancient Egyptians believed in life after death, but they worshipped the sun and other idols, and also they thought that by them doing good works their God can bless them. They also believe that after death there will be a scale to weigh the good and the bad acts. The heaviest side of the scales will go down, confirming the fate of the deceased. In my childhood I was fascinated about God, and I loved to collect religious tracts and books. I tried to live a pure life but I found out that actually I was a sinner and sin was bothering my soul, but I did not know what to do. I had 3 dreams in a 3 years period and they all had the same meaning. For example, it was that I was in a field, I looked up to the cloudy sky and I heard a voice announcing the arrival of Jesus Christ to take the good people to heaven. As I was looking up to the sky, I saw some people flying and going to heaven, but I couldn't fly like them. I tried, but in vain. I cried severely, and I had a miserable feeling of being left behind, which was so intense, I woke up from the dreams. I looked to find my family still there. I sighed and said, "Thank God it is not true, it is a dream." I did not worry much about it. I hated the sin inside myself but continued the same life as before. When I was 14 years old, my beloved father died, my aunt came to visit us to comfort my mother, and she told me about the good news. That was the first time I heard about salvation and that God died for me and shed his blood for me. I did not comprehend the concept, but I knew I had to make a decision. A few months after the funeral, I sat down with myself. Something inside me wanted to fight the idea. I said that if I am going to live for Jesus I will deprive myself of the joy of life and who knows, maybe when I die there will be no God. That was the devil trying to keep me from the truth so to keep me under him the rest of my life. But at that moment I remembered the dreams, and the miserable feeling when I was left behind, and how much I was in trouble. I was pondering and said to myself, but how about if there is God after death, how I can face him? What I will tell him about my excuses not to follow him. My soul cried, I cannot face him. I cannot face him. Then I came to the conclusion that if after death there is no God nobody will judge me but if there is a God I cannot face him. From that point I chose to know him. I read the Bible, taught in Sunday school, and prayed. When I read the Old Testament, I found out God's words were not obeyed. This bothered me. How come people do not follow the Almighty? I tell you that after a couple of months God showed me vision about my faith. It was like I was standing in front of a small tree and this tree was growing gradually until it became a strong and big tree and I could see fruit started to grow. I took a piece and I tasted it, it was so sweet and I was so pleased. Jesus is faithful to the end. We have to know our enemy will not say the truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth and the life. Jesus is the way to eternal life. Give your life to him, you will never be disappointed. But you will gain the peace and the joy. Amen. Eva Michael ERM 77 at AOL.com